In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theammashow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theammashow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait, get it today. Hey, welcome back to the Amber May Show. I'm so glad you're here with me. This has been the most incredible journey ever. Once God said to pick up your mic, I never knew some of the people that I follow I would be meeting and talking to. And so today I am so excited to introduce you to Dr. Artis. I'm sure you know of him already, but if you don't, you're going to really enjoy our interview. It's been such an honor, and I thought I was going to meet him last year at an event in Oklahoma, and I was so disappointed he wasn't able to make it, and I've been trying to get him on the show, but the man is saving the world. So I finally saw him. I saw him quick second in Phoenix when he was at the Reawaken Tour in Phoenix, and I thought he was going to stick around because I was interviewing someone. And next thing I know, I look up and he's gone, and I was so upset. I'm like, no, this is my chance to talk to Dr. Artis. And then I saw him over the weekend, and I was like, this time I'm not letting that man get away. So I walked over to him and I'm like, hey, Dr. Artis, can I please interview you? And he was so kind, so sweet. He's just as kind as you see on the videos. He's even, I would say, kinder in person, you know? And so we sat down, we had a great interview. I'm so grateful that I got to talk to him. But again, if I wasn't quick like a ninja, he was gone. And then I saw him like one other time and then he was gone again. So this was an exciting interview for me personally, so I hope you really enjoy it. Please join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'd love to have you over there and join the chats. And please visit me on the website, theambermayshow.com. Pick up some swag while you're there. Help support my independent journalism, because we're giving you the truth, and it takes time and it takes money to do that as well. So please do that. MyPillow.com. Use promo code Amber. Save up to 66% off. Hey, and then if you have trouble sleeping or you need a real doctor to prescribe you real medication, go to drstellamd.com. Use promo code AmberMay. Save some money there. I'm partnering with new businesses all the time, so always check the links below or go to theambermayshow.com. Check the resources, because you're going to need to stock up on all kinds of stuff for just in case. We have had 2 years of insanity, so I think by now we've learned preparation is key. So go to the resource section, look at my Patriot Supply there, and get the essentials that you're going to need. And all that and more, Dr. Artis is coming up right now. Hey, it's Amber, and I just wanted to let you know that right now is the lowest price you're going to see on the 3-inch mattress toppers from MyPillow.com. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Amber, and save up to 50% off on the 3-inch pillow toppers. So get some extra comfort while you sleep. It's super important that you and I and the rest of us sleep well, because we have the whole day to tackle. We have all the things to do, and we can't be tired doing it. The thing I love about my mattress topper is it keeps me nice and cool. So if you're one of those people like me that sleep warm, and I sleep warm because my beds tend to be is a Tempur-Pedic type bed, and so it's naturally warm. When I put that MyPillow mattress topper, it really did cool down the bed. It has technology in it to keep your body regulated and nice and cool. So it made a big difference. So if you want some extra comfort on your mattress, you want to sleep better, sleep cooler, then get the 3-inch mattress topper from mypillow.com/Amber right now. And when you do that, use promo code Amber and save up to 66% off on everything on the website. Take care. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night, and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. I've been wanting to interview him for some time, been trying to work with his people, but he's saving the world, folks. So it was hard to get him, and he walks in the building, and I'm like, yes, this is my time.
It is your time and my time.
How does it feel like that God has just put this calling on you? Like, Dr. Artis, your job is to save the world. I mean, that has to be something, right?
It has actually been overwhelming most of the time. So I had no idea or anticipated this is where life was going to take us, right? Thank you for the opportunity to be interviewed. But even when I sit down and do interviews, I'm like, I can't believe I'm still talking about this stuff. My actual father-in-law, my wife's dad, Jane, her dad's name was Weldon. He was killed in a hospital in February of 2020 with horrifically advised hospital protocols. He was totally fine. This is before COVID ever came to Texas. He walks into a hospital. We are getting updates by phone by the nursing staff every day that he's in there. So he walks himself in, independent living. He's very healthy, very fit. They call us and say he's diagnosed with the flu on day one. Day two, he now has pneumonia. They call us. Day three, they say he's in acute kidney failure. Day five, they say he's now unconscious and being putting on a vent to be able to breathe. And that's when I went up there for the first time. So we went up to the hospital only to find out that there was a drug they had him on that was going into his veins, hanging from the IV stand, yeah, along with the water bag called saline. Water. That bag is called vancomycin, was the drug, and it was in a liquid form going into his vein.
Which is an antibiotic, a very strong antibiotic.
Yeah, this is like last recourse antibiotic that no one should be using right out of the gate.
Right.
So he was actually on this drug, and vancomycin has a known side effect to cause acute kidney failure.
No wonder why. I used to be a dialysis tech, and I had a patient who always was given that drug.
Vancomycin.
I didn't know that. No, yes. Wonder why. Now that makes sense why she was a dialysis patient.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you would know more about this than even me.
Wow.
As far as the dialysis part. However, experience really opens your mind up to what's the criminality behind hospital protocols, and this was my experience. I do not like hospitals. I do not like using drugs to treat people. I'm a chiropractor, acupuncturist, nutritionist for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Your whole practice is about wellness and natural remedies.
My whole life has been about helping people live without their symptoms and reverse their diagnoses they've been given medically for the last 20 years. That's what I did in practice.
That's so amazing.
We had success, 17,000 patients from 16 countries in my practices, from Tennessee to Texas. It was great. I sold my practice in 2018, only to hear my father-in-law walks into a hospital and now he's being poisoned to death. I learn when I walk into the door by a drug called vancomycin, and I know that drug is what's been causing him to go into acute kidney failure. I've been called about the last 3 days by the nurse's station. The doctors are telling the nurses, call the family and update them. I was disgusted. And I walked out to the nurse's station that night and said, when's the doctors coming back in here? And they said they make their rounds at 9 a.m. I was there at 8, standing at the door, waiting for him to walk through the door.
And they let you go in at this point?
Oh, COVID wasn't even in Texas.
Oh, it wasn't? Okay.
So COVID showed up 2 weeks later.
Oh my gosh, wow.
So yeah, it was still free to go visit and stay. Well, I confronted the medical doctor. The medical doctor took me through all of his medical records. I made him do it. I made them get him off of vancomycin. I also found out when he showed me the medical records, he never even tested positive for the flu that they tested him or said he tested positive for on day one. I said, where's the diagnosis for the flu? It doesn't even show up. Everything's negative. And he goes, we thought it was a false negative test result.
Are you serious?
I said, well, why do you have him on vancomycin? And he goes, well, that's hospital protocol for the flu. And I said,
it is?
No, this is what he said. This is the medical doctor. And I said, vancomycin is an antibiotic. It doesn't treat viruses.
No.
So why would that be a part of a hospital protocol?
And it's a very strong one at that.
Very dangerous drug. And he goes, Dr. Artis, that's not the only antibiotic we have him on. We have him on three antibiotics.
Three?
That's the hospital protocol for the flu, is what he said. So we've had him on three. The other two are oral tablets. And this one's the one's going into his veins every day. I said, well, you're going to get him off of that. That causes acute kidney failure. Now, and then I said, you called me and said on day two that he was now in pneumonia. I want you to show me how you knew he had pneumonia, because you just showed me the day one test and he tested negative in the blood work for influenza, sorry, for viral pneumonia or bacterial pneumonia. It didn't show up positive. So I said, how did you diagnose him with pneumonia on day two? And they said, oh, it was based off of his x-rays. I said, oh, really? Show me his x-rays. And everything's digital now, so we're just staring at a computer. He pulls them up and he goes, there it is right there. And he pulls up the x-rays of the chest and he points at the bottom of the lungs and he goes, there's the pneumonia right there. And I said, that's not pneumonia. That's not even what pneumonia looks like. Pneumonia looks like cauliflower appearance, white cauliflower splotches all inside the lung fields. And that is not what was on that screen. There was actually this fine white line of water in the bottom of his two lobes of his lungs. And I said, that's pulmonary edema, meaning water in the lungs. I said, that's what that is. Pulmonary edema is what he has. He never had pneumonia. That was caused by the vancomycin going in the day before, shutting down his kidneys. They have him on IV fluids. Now his kidneys can't excrete the water because they shut it down with vancomycin. And they have now flooded his abdomen with water. And now it's in his heart and it's flooded into his lungs within 24 hours. Every day they took x-rays for these first 5 days he was in there. Every day the levels of the water went up in his lungs. By day five, he was unconscious and had to be put on a vent because he couldn't breathe. No kidding, you're drowning him to death.
That's exactly right, because when you don't have kidney function, your water builds up. That's why your patients have to be on every other day on the machines to drain
for
all that
dialysis.
Water.
Yep.
And we had to listen for their lungs and their heart to see if there was any water in their heart and in their lungs. So, oh my God.
So on day six, this is the morning of day six, and day six I actually got them to change the entire protocol. The medical doctor even looked at me and I said, look, he's about 10 pounds heavier of water, it looks like, in his abdomen from last night. Do you have him on Lasix, which is a diuretic drug? And the medical doctor looked at me and goes, of course we do. We've had him on it every day. And I said, show me his medication schedule. Now, you have to understand, it's ridiculous. You have to ask for this stuff, and you can't just blindly trust people. So I said, show me the medication schedule. And he pulls it up. Day one, zero Lasix. Day two, zero Lasix. Day three, there's 20 milligrams of Lasix. That's it. Day four, zero Lasix. Day five, zero Lasix. It's day six now, zero Lasix. And every day he says it, you can see his mind's like, oh crap, we're busted. Because I made him show me the next day, show me the next day. And I said, you better get out to the nurse's station right now and get Lasix into him. He runs out. 5 minutes later, they're in there intravenously administering Lasix, and over the next 4 hours, he lost 20 pounds of water weight. He actually became conscious, could breathe on his own, came off the vent that night. Not even a joke. Okay, so you know, if you know anything about medication or medical systems, the respiratory therapist came in the afternoon after he had 4 or 5 hours of Lasix. He comes in and he starts listening to the lung fields, and he turns and looks at all of us in the room and goes, this is the first day in 5 days there are no crackling sounds, no pneumonia sounds of any kind in his lungs, no water, no nothing. And I said, that's awesome. Turn off the forced air. Take off the vent. He can breathe on his own. They were drowning him to death. So they did. And they watched his oxygen levels, respiration rates, everything was normal. And he wakes up an hour later, all on his own. 3 hours later, I'm home. And the nurse's station calls my wife to say the hospital administrators had told the nurses and the attending doctors that they were permanently banning the use of Lasix on my wife's dad, my father-in-law, and they were reverting back to the original protocol.
What?
And that's when I went up the next morning, and that's when they escorted me out of the hospital with security.
That.
Okay, so, and I told them, I said, if you let them kick me out of here and they go back to the original protocol, within 48 hours to 72 hours, they're going to come to you as a family and they're going to say, he's not going to make it. We did everything we could. It's time to put him on palliative care, and they're going to overdose him on morphine and kill him. They're going to euthanize him in front of you. You watch. They will murder him if you let them kick me out. Sure enough, they did. Jane, my wife, is the youngest of three kids. If she felt like she could control this narrative, she would have fought for it. Her two older siblings said, we're going to side with the medical doctors. Her mother, who's 90 years old, doesn't know anything about medicine, was like, look, I will trust the medical profession. 48 hours later, they put him on morphine, said he was going to die no matter what, so let's help him go peacefully. And they murdered him in front of us. It was the most traumatic thing I've ever experienced in my whole life. That's what set up 3 months later when I read Dr. Anthony Fauci's memo on the NIH, what his protocol was for hospitalized COVID-19 Americans. And what I realized from the two research studies he was quoting, which was, he said in his memo, this is when he put out the memo, by the way, this is the mandatory protocol for all COVID-19 Americans. It was in May of 2020, it was May 1st. I read it on May 14th. But he said, there's these two studies that warrant and prove that remdesivir is safe and effective against the Ebola virus and against the COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 virus. Well, I read the two studies in like 15 minutes, and I realized he was lying. Remdesivir in the Ebola trial was the only drug of four drugs that killed over 50% of everyone they gave the drug to a year earlier. And this was Anthony Fauci's funded study, so I know he knew this. The other three drugs had better outcomes than remdesivir. Why didn't he pick one of those? Why was he lying about remdesivir? Then I knew from the second study, which was with SARS-CoV-2 patients, supposedly, in March and April of 2020, Gilead, the maker of remdesivir, they did their own study for 10 days. They gave remdesivir to 53 patients of COVID-19, PCR testing. The results were 31% of all of them experienced multiple organ failure, kidney failure, septic shock, and hypotension. And two of them had to come off the drug early because their kidneys died and needed emergency kidney transplants. Well, in the media, in New York, remember the epicenter of COVID-19 in America was New York City. What they were reporting in the media every day was, we have never seen a respiratory virus do this. When CNN and Fox News never ever showing up, what are you finding when you treat these COVID-19 patients? What's it like, this novel new virus? All of them said the same thing. We've never seen a respiratory virus do this. When we start treating it, the virus goes from the lungs and starts attacking their kidneys, like on day 3, 4, and 5. They go into severe acute kidney failure, and we're not only short on ventilators here in New York, we're short on dialysis machines to handle the kidney failure.
They were picking up. I didn't think they were picking up the kidney failure.
Oh, yeah. No, they were. And it was occurring in 15% of everybody in one day, 24 hours. Only to come out and find out later, remdesivir was being used as a clinical trial drug on all the people in New York City.
How sad.
March and April. They would actually put them in a room, lock the door, and on the door it had a little construction paper on the door, taped to it, that said, do not enter, clinical trial drug remdesivir in use. And that's what they did for 2 months. They just murdered people with that drug. And they were scaring, with these totals of people dying, they were scaring the American public, trying to get them to believe a virus was killing these people in New York, when in fact it was never the virus, it was remdesivir that was actually shutting down their kidneys, their liver, and their heart. Well, when I read all of this and realized this all on the same day, I was so infuriated. This is my wife, Jane, who's here.
Nice to meet you, Jane.
When her dad died, and I got to witness what hospital protocols and what administrators do to hide behind protocols and then wipe a person's life from the surface of the earth to cover up their liability. When I witnessed that, I didn't know this was going to happen. But there was something that just sparked inside of me that said, I have to warn and try to protect as many innocent Americans as possible so they don't live with what we live through. And so that's really all I've done for the last 2 years. In May, it'll be 2 years. I've been in the media nonstop trying to warn everybody. The hospital protocols have now been set up as a modern day death camp in America. That's what they're doing. In the UK, it was even worse. In the UK, in March and April of 2020, when we were killing people in New York with remdesivir in the hospitals, calling it COVID-19, which it wasn't, they were just drugging them to death. In the UK, there was a similar thing done. The MHRA, which is their FDA, the UK Parliament, and this group called NICE put together these guidelines for a new end-of-life protocol where they combined morphine and midazolam. And they went to nursing homes throughout England and pumped morphine and midazolam into the veins of innocent individuals in nursing homes called care centers. They weren't even sick. They just killed them with these drugs like they killed my father-in-law with morphine.
Now,
they did that and then called every single one of them COVID-19 deaths.
Midazolam, that's a depression, right? It suppresses your breathing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a respiratory suppressant. Midazolam is actually one of the drugs used in the lethal injection to kill people in prisons. It's been considered so inhumane in the way it shuts down the human body. It's considered so inhumane, they have banned it in like 5 or 6 states here in America. Wow. Midazolam. They don't let you even put it in the cocktail.
Wow. See, I've known some people that have died from the hospital protocols that you talk about, but I know for a fact it's working. Your message is getting out there for the masses, because if anyone starts talking about hospitals and COVID, everyone starts saying, don't put them in the hospital because of remdesivir, and that's all because of your message getting out there to the masses. And I know that a lot of people have died because of the Dr. Fauci and all of his evilness, but you've also saved a lot of lives that you don't even know that you've saved because of your message getting out. And you've been so fervent and so good about like following this calling that God put on your life to save the world. I mean, I don't feel like I'm exaggerating, because you really are saving people. We go to the hospital thinking we're gonna get better, but then we realize they pay people to put them on remdesivir.
Medicare has a 20% bonus payout on all hospitals if they'll just pick remdesivir and give it to all Medicare age patients. We will give you a 20% bonus on the whole bill. Now the question for me, for you and your audience, is there is only one FDA approved drug right now in America still to be pumped into the veins of all Americans in hospitals to treat COVID-19, and that's remdesivir. Why would Medicare need to bribe hospitals with a 20% bonus payout to use it? There's only one drug. Why are they actually having to incentivize hospitals to pick the one and only drug if there's only one? It causes kidney failure, liver failure, and heart failure. They have to get hospitals incentivized. You bribe them with extra money to use that one drug because they need to cull that herd.
How are these doctors still doing that, knowing that these patients aren't getting better? They get on the vent, they die. How is that still happening? That's what I don't understand. These doctors go in to save lives. That's why they went into the business. And then they're doing this protocol, and their patients aren't surviving.
Yeah, this has been the one question that drives a few of the medical doctors who are awake and alert, that drives them crazy. We know there's about 1 million medical doctors licensed in this country. Less than 500 of them probably are aware of what's going on and are outright outspoken. There's probably 30 that are actually speaking out. The truth is, hospitals, they have their administrators and their boards. You are an employee of the employer. The medical doctors, the nurse practitioners, they're all employees of the hospitals. When your employer tells you you're going to use this one and only protocol from the federal health agencies of our country, and if you don't, we're going to take your job from you, we're going to report you to the medical board while they will take your license from you, this is the threat. They live like every other American does. Every medical doctor, nurse practitioner, almost all of them, 90% of them live paycheck to paycheck. The threat of having their job taken from them in the middle of a pandemic is super threatening. Threatening enough that they'll keep their mouth shut and just continue to follow the protocol, which does not excuse them from being liable for the deaths of millions of innocent people in this country. Millions.
Because even when the people that I know, they were told, some of the people I've interviewed, don't give remdesivir, they still went and gave remdesivir, even though they were told, do not give me remdesivir.
Yep. They're being incentivized to do it, so they'll do it. They'll even look at you and go, oh, you have this consent form, this medical advance directive that says no remdesivir.
Right.
I see you got it from the Dr. Artist show and his attorneys. Yeah, I see that. They'll still take your loved one back there, keep you excluded, and put you on remdesivir.
Yeah, that's why they don't let us see our loved ones, because they want to do whatever they're going to do. Because if we could see our loved ones, we would be the Brian Artist next to the bedside. Show me this, show me that, show me that. And they won't let us be that person. And the state of Arizona, just so you know, there's legislation being introduced that will forbid a hospital not to forbid people from coming to see their loved ones. That they have to at least let 2 people come and see their loved ones in the hospitals in Arizona. So I'm really proud of some of the legislators going forward in Arizona to stop that, to mitigate that, so that there could be an advocate for the people that are in the hospitals. So spread that out, because hopefully it passes the Senate and the House and it becomes an official bill. But that is something that's going in the Senate right now. So that's really exciting. exciting news.
It is very exciting.
Dr. Ryan Artis, thanks so much for coming on the program. It's an honor to finally meet you in person.
You're very welcome. All right, so let's give some warnings, all right?
Yeah.
Don't you think your audience should know more? Here we go.
Yes.
So remdesivir I've been talking about is the only right now FDA-approved drug to treat all hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Okay? Do you know that they just added, the FDA did, an emergency use authorization extension to that FDA approval on January 21st? So everyone needs to know this. I don't know if you saw Dr. Rainier Fulmick's grand jury he's been doing.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, I've been.
Everyone needs to tune in to Dr. Rainier Fulmick. He's put together a mock and model grand jury for the world. It's a 5-day grand jury. Each day is about 5 hours long. He has a real judge, a real jury, and then experts to actually testify between them about the crime that is the plan of COVID-19. Day 3 is the medical malpractice side of COVID-19, including the PCR test. I was asked to be the first doctor to talk on the medical protocols to kill innocent people around the world. So I actually provided documentation to the grand jury for an hour and a half. This is only like 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. So the 5 days are done now. The vaccines were the last 2 days. And they have experts from all around the world testifying and providing all the documentations, with the hope now that every country around the world can hold every single individual and organization accountable for crimes against humanity.
Amen.
In this grand jury that we're filming with Dr. Rainier Fulmick, I give all my evidence and provide all my evidence that I've had since May of 2020 about Anthony Fauci's awareness of the death and toxicity of remdesivir. And then I got into the UK's end-of-life guidelines protocol with midazolam and morphine. That this is how they set the world stage of death, to sell everybody on the idea there's a deadly virus out there when there wasn't. And then I said, but it gets worse, Dr. Rainier Fulmick.
Oh no.
This grand jury couldn't be in better timing, because just a week or two ago, the FDA decided to allow now remdesivir. Remdesivir is now the only FDA authorized drug to treat all newborns in America for COVID-19.
No.
And every age of children to 18 years old. It's the only authorized pediatric drug now to treat COVID-19 children in America. It is now authorized for the first time ever, as of January 21st, 2022, it is now the only drug to treat all children with COVID-19 in a hospital or outside of a hospital. And the smallest children now that are authorized to be treated with this drug to be pumped into their veins is 7-pound newborns. So it's 7-pound newborns and heavier. Every expecting parent, grandparent of grandchildren, if you've got someone you love that's going to be giving birth to a child anytime soon, they need to make sure in writing, they need to voice and in writing let the hospital know, you're not taking your baby, my baby, from me into the nursery to PCR test them, which is what they're being told to do. PCR test the newborn. When you find it positive for COVID, pump remdesivir into their veins for 3 days. That's what they're doing. Also on the same day, they now moved remdesivir to be the only authorized drug for all babies and children in America. They moved remdesivir now and banned all monoclonal antibodies in the country.
Yeah, I saw that.
And now allow remdesivir to be used at all infusion centers where monoclonal antibodies used to be used. So they took monoclonal antibodies from all 50 states,
right,
and now they're gonna ship remdesivir to be the intravenous drug pumped into them. And then, so they said now all children can be pumped full of this drug. All infusion centers that were using monoclonal antibodies and saving lives before, now it's only remdesivir. And now they said on the same document, it's now authorized to be given to all elderly and nursing homes throughout the country as the only drug.
That's evil.
And the FDA said we're going to send remdesivir now to pharmacies that actually distribute and deliver to nursing homes. And you want to know why? When I read this, I was like, oh my God. This is almost the reverse of what the UK did. The UK went into nursing homes first and killed all those people. In America, it's 2 years later. Now they're taking the drug that was only being used in hospitals, and now they're taking it to the private sector, into pediatric clinics, outside of hospitals, now into nursing homes, infusion centers that are not in hospitals. And do you want to know why?
Yes.
Do you want to know, when I read that, why I knew they were doing that?
Why?
Because my messages worked. I have scared the crap out of millions of people in America to not go to the hospitals.
You have.
And they haven't killed enough people. So they're now having to take the drug that they're going to use to kill people and send it into the private sector. Trust me, I get people, doctors around this country will call me every week and they will go, Dr. Artis, so a patient called me, contacted me, and this is amazing what they say. This is exactly what comes out of their mouth first. They don't know me, but they call these doctors and they'll call their doctor. a doctor or doctor whoever. I have cold-like symptoms, headache, pain. I think I might have COVID. I know not to go to the hospital because of Dr. Artis. What do I do? They all say, we know not to go to the hospital. We know not to get remdesivir because of Dr. Artis. And people just nonstop are projecting that to me. Now, I will tell you, I was so upset in May of 2020 that I went into the media for 3 months. I hired a publicist. You met her here, named CJ Wheeler.
I
hired
CJ.
Her and just used her for 3 months to get in the media to make sure it lived somewhere in infamy that a warning was put out there. I did not know I was the only person that read these documents.
You are.
But I was the only one.
You are.
I think my life was set up and God had me ready
it
to
was.
Be in a position where I could read it that,
was.
Recognize the protocol, let me see my father-in-law die so I knew exactly what was going to be happening to people around the world.
That's right.
And I had the opportunity to do that. So for 3 months I was in the media, 30 interviews or so every week for 3 months. And at the end of 3 months, my conscience was clear, I thought. And I said, good, I'm done. And I was just at home, a retired chiropractor. And that's when the very next week when I stopped doing interviews is when Jane got a Facebook message from Dr. Rainer Fulmick in Germany. And he said, I need Dr. Artis to do a deposition with us worldwide. And that's
when I found you.
That's when it all kicked off. Worldwide. This is when I knew my message made it outside of America.
Yes.
And now has warned the entire world because my upset was Anthony Fauci said in May of 2020, he told our federal government, buy up all of this experimental drug.
Yes.
Don't share it with another country till the end of 2020. So when he contacted me, it wasn't 2021 yet. And I was like, thank God we've got the warning out to the whole world already that this remdesivir drug will start being exported in 2021. And I just need to, I know the audiences, maybe your audiences are thinking, it can't be that evil and that criminal in America that, where there's people really trying to kill
it
people
is.
In hospitals. There's only one country in the entire world who has 1 million people who have died in hospitals from supposedly COVID-19 protocols. Do you know what country that is?
The United States.
The United States of America. The second highest country's death toll total for their citizens is Brazil. Do you know what their total is? This is the next highest death total for any country in the world. They have 630,000. Do you know that 400,000 of Brazil's deaths have occurred in 2021?
No.
In 2022? And do you know what March 1st, 2021 was the only drug Brazil now is pumping into the veins of all their citizens?
Remdesivir. What were the other countries around the world using for their COVID-19 patients?
The UK, at the end of October of 2020, October 22nd, 2020, when Anthony Fauci said, we're going to only be the only drug to use this, we're the only country to use this drug for the first year of 2020.
Right.
It was the end of 2020 is what he wanted. It was actually October 22nd, 2020. That's when the FDA approved it, and then they started shipping it worldwide. By the time January 1st came of 2021, the UK was already using remdesivir. It's still being used there. Canada was using it. Everybody was using it by then. All the death totals have continued to skyrocket as a result of remdesivir being used around the world.
Well,
however,
have the booster, right?
So we know we have saved millions of people's lives.
Have.
They refuse to go to the hospital.
No, you
so
have.
We get those reports all the
no,
time.
No, you
so
have. Totally. Totally.
So stay warned.
How did Dr. Rainer Fulmick learn about this? How did he get awoken to it? I think that man is fascinating. And you.
So he's an international lawyer who's actually filed lawsuits against governments and won. This is what he does for a living. He loves international criminal court. So he recognized that there was a crime going on here from the beginning. When he was introduced to Dr. David Martin. And he got all the patent information from 1998
yes.
that our federal government owns the patents to SARS-CoV-2 and every variant of COVID-19 since 1998. I think this is when he realized there's a much bigger scheme here. And then had to get all the experts he was seeing testifying around the world. He did say, though, it was pretty interesting. I was interviewed by him after David Martin. And if you watch that interview, the first one, after about an hour and a half, he's like this on the table. And he's shaking his head. And he goes, Dr. Artis, I've known this has been happening, this interview. I haven't slept for 3 days because I knew this was going to bother me so much. He goes, but at the end of it, he goes, this is way worse than I thought it was. And what made it more worse for him was when I brought up at the end of my deposition with him about a year ago, was when I brought the FDA's documents from their meeting October 22nd, 2020, same day they approved remdesivir. They also had a meeting and were actually made aware of what all the side effects of the coming COVID-19 shots were going to be. And the FDA made a whole list of all their known side effects that the shots were going to cause, were going to start being reported to the government, and what the FDA was going to do about it to protect America.
Yes, can you do that?
I already had the documents, and I took him through it. And he was like, oh my God. And the one thing I was bothered by the most, bottom right-hand side of slide 16, this bullet point by the FDA was multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. This is multiple organs will become severely inflamed inside the body of a child from these shots. Complication is death for some of them. And the Mayo Clinic right now confirms there's already 7,000 confirmed cases of MIS-C in children, and 60 of them have already died. And this is a side effect of the shot.
Wow. Now, you have a protocol that you're trying to help people to detoxify their body.
I do.
And I loved it. I watched it. I bought all the products. Not that I got the shot, but I'm like, well, I know someone. I'm going to give it to them, which
that's
I
great.
Did.
Yeah, great.
I bought all of that. Tell them the protocol that you came up with. Now, it's not like 100% like you're going to reverse everything, right? But it, at least it'll help the healing process, I would think. Because I don't know, now that we know that it gets into your DNA and stuff, I don't know how we can reverse that.
Yeah, so the goal is to get it out of you. All right, so they're telling me I have another interview to go to. All right, so let me just tell you, this is what it is. So from the beginning, I knew that the shots were going to be dangerous, and I actually just went off the published data on their inserts, which was there's polysorbate 80 and polyethylene glycol 2000, and these are chemicals that cause holes. They punch holes in your blood-brain barrier to let toxins get to your brain. So from the beginning it was, I want all people around the world to use these four things, and I created this disease prevention cocktail that is now called the NIH cocktail. I decided if the NIH could kill people with their protocols, I can come up with my own protocol called the NIH cocktail, and it could save your life. So the NIH cocktail on the drartistshow.com, it is actually abbreviated NIH. The word is, the actual name is Natural Immune Health Cocktail. I just did a play off of NIH. So anyway, these are the four main ingredients: vitamin C, selenium, magnesium, and apple pectin powder. But you can see that entire cocktail with all the research studies backing up why it is I selected all four of those nutrients to protect the cells of you. You are a natural human being, God's greatest creation, I believe, ever. Use nature to protect it. And that's why we put together that protocol.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Karen Kinks is in the house.
I know.
I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the
Hey, welcome back. I'm Amber May, and today I'm going to be talking to you about protecting your wealth. Normally, I talk to you about protecting your health. I talk about other things, but today we're going to be talking about your wealth, because if you don't have your health and you don't have your wealth, then what do you have, right? And so I'm going to show you a strategy where you won't lose money. You can only gain money, and you're going to be like, what? How does that work? I'm going to show you how, because what I do is it's a growth-only strategy. Meaning if the market goes backwards, you don't lose a penny. When the market's doing great, you do great too. And I'm going to show you how to do it, because I want to help you guys build a legacy for yourself and for your family. So imagine this, like, we always hope that we are on the top end of the market when we're getting ready to retire. But if you're like my dad, that may not happen to you. And you know, my dad was in 2008, we all remember the housing market that crashed, right? Everything went down, stocks, everything went down. We just had a total meltdown of our market. And so my dad, who's really close to retiring, lost a great deal of his money. Was he able to retire at that point? Absolutely not. How could he have lived when he had just lost a ton of his money. And I don't want that to happen to you, because after I saw that happen in real life, I was like, nope. So that's why one of the reasons I'm really passionate about what I do. So let me show you. So I am with First A&M Futures and First Financial Security. And right here, this is kind of what I was talking about, where the stock market, so you can see right here in 2008, the stock market took a dive. If you were on the index, because that's what we use with our clients, these people never took a hit. So if my dad would have been on the index in 2008, he would have been fine. He could have retired. So you always hope that it's you that are on the upswing, like up here, and not the downswing when it's your time to retire. So I'd love to sit and talk to you. 15-minute conversation's all I really need, 20 minutes maybe. And then if you're interested, go fill out the form on my website at theamberrayshow.com. Contact me. Let me know you want to talk to me 15, 20 minutes, and we can show you how you can have a growth-only way to save for retirement, have a great robust savings, protection should you become ill or injured. This is amazing for children. So if you're looking at a way to invest for your children, do what I did. Come talk to A&M Futures, Amber May, and we'll get you taken care of. Have a great day.